Hello, guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today, I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. There are tons of articles on how to move on after a breakup, but not as many on how to actually break up with someone. If you're considering ending things with someone, don't beat yourself up about it. Sometimes relationships just don't work out. Actually, a lot of people got dumped during the pandemic. Relationships Australia found that 42% of folks noticed a negative shift in their relationship after lockdown. So if you're thinking about reassessing your relationship, you're definitely not alone. Breaking up with someone is tough, but there are some ways to do it that can help soften the blow and not make you feel like a total jerk. How can you tell if it's time to dump someone? Joanne Wilson, a relationship expert, says we tend to stay in our comfort zones even when we're unhappy. Our brains like to take the easy way out, so it's easier to just stay in a bad relationship than to break up. Our thoughts can hold us back, so it's important to push through the resistance and figure out what's really going on. When your partner isn't obviously treating you badly, it can be tough to figure out if you should dump them. But studies say that focusing on how you two talk to each other could help you make a decision. According to marriage expert John Gottman, there are four bad communication habits that can lead to divorce. He calls them the Four Horsemen, and they are criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, as described by John Gottman, are communication behaviors that can seriously mess up a relationship. 1. Criticism. According to Gottman, criticizing your partner means attacking them at their core, basically tearing them down, instead of just addressing the problem. For example, saying, "You never do the dishes" is criticism, while saying, "I noticed you didn't do the dishes, and it frustrates me" is a complaint. Instead of being critical, try to talk about what's bothering you in a calm way, and explain why it upsets you. Don't just throw out insults, focus on what you observed, how it made you feel, and what you need to fix the situation. 2. Contempt. Contempt is like taking criticism to a whole new level and can be pretty hurtful. It's when you intentionally try to insult or hurt someone by being mean, calling them names, or using sarcasm. For instance, saying something like, "You're too lazy to do the dishes, you pathetic idiot." The key is to focus on understanding your feelings instead of attacking the other person. Try to appreciate your partner and remember the good things about them. 3. Defensiveness. Usually, when someone criticizes you, you get defensive. This means you make yourself out to be the victim to avoid feeling attacked, and try to shift the blame onto the other person. For instance, if someone tells you to do something, you might respond with, "You're always bossing me around. I'll do the dishes when you stop yelling at me." The best way to handle this is to own up to your mistakes, and try to see things from your partner's point of view. 4. Stonewalling. When someone gives you the cold shoulder and doesn't want to talk, it might be because they're feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. To counter this, take a breather and calm yourself down before jumping back into the discussion. Maybe go for a walk or do something to relax before continuing the conversation. When do you think it's time to call it quits? Do any of those horsemen vibes with you? Kinda like the Four Horsemen in the Bible, Gottman's Four Horsemen are a sign that things might be heading downhill in your relationship. If you and your partner can't deal with these habits, chances are your relationship might end up in a bad place. How to end things with someone you care about. 9 things to think about. There's no set rule for how to break up with someone, it's all about finding your own way. But there are some tips that can help you handle it with a bit more finesse. 1. Don't hesitate to let people know what's on your mind. When you break up with someone, it's best to talk things out openly and honestly to minimize any hurt feelings. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship you're in, just be upfront about what you need without pointing fingers. It's the best way to move forward. 2. If you can, try to end things face to face. Sometimes you can't break up with someone face to face, especially if they can easily manipulate you. But if you feel like you can talk openly with them, it's best to do it in person. Remember the golden rule: treat others how you want to be treated. And you don't have to go on and on, just keep it short and simple when breaking the news. 3. Don't bother trying to cheer the other person up. Once the relationship is over, you don't have to worry about the other person's feelings anymore. Trying to comfort them might just end up making you feel worse and prevent you from moving on. Wilson said, if you don't want to be with someone, you don't have to. Take your time to forgive yourself and do what's best for you. 4. Take as much time as you need to distance yourself from them, even if it means blocking them on social media. Blocking your ex on social media can be really tough. It's hard to resist the urge to stay friends or keep the possibility of hooking up open. You might even find yourself constantly checking their Instagram story for any signs they're moving on. Trust me, it's better to just rip off the band-aid and block them. 5. Chat with a friend about the breakup. We don't always see how our relationships are affecting us, but our friends and family can usually tell. It's important to have a good support system to keep you in check and help you through tough times. Wilson suggests hanging out with positive people and getting advice from someone you trust before making any big decisions. 6. Give yourself some time to feel sad. It's totally okay to feel sad, even if you're the one breaking up with someone. It's important to give yourself time to process your emotions. If you feel like staying in bed all day, go for it. Just try not to wallow in your sadness too much. 7. Make sure you're taking care of yourself before anyone else. The longer you're with someone, the more you start to become one with them. So when you break up, it's like losing a piece of yourself. That's why it's important to focus on yourself after a breakup. Wilson suggests following Dr. John Arden Seed's theory, focusing on sleep, education, exercise, diet, and socializing. 8. Don't let the fear of being single hold you back. Learning to be okay with being single might come naturally to some people, but for others, it can be a real struggle. Instead of stressing about finding your next date, take a breather and try out new things. Being single is a great opportunity to really get to know yourself. Even if it's just you hanging out with yourself, why not make the most of it and have some fun? 9. Maybe reconsider being friends with your ex before you make any decisions. If you and your ex decide to stay friends, it's crucial to establish some boundaries. You didn't go through all that trouble figuring out how to end things for no reason. It's pointless to stay pals with your ex if deep down you're still hoping to reignite the romance. This can actually hold you both back from moving on. How to dump someone who's totally into you? You don't want to be mean, but it's best to not drag it out for their sake. The longer you wait, the more hurt they'll be. Just rip off the band-aid and be honest with them. Be nice about it since you're in control, but don't lie or put it off. How to end things with a friend. These tips don't just apply to romantic relationships. Ending a friendship, especially one that you've held on to for way too long, can really suck. I'm still sad about a friendship ending almost 5 years ago. Why? I have trouble letting go. Plus, we weren't the best at talking things out. Unless your friend did something really terrible, slowly drifting apart can hurt more than just being upfront. Don't be scared to talk about your feelings without bashing them, and set some clear boundaries. How to dump your live-in partner in a chill way. Dealing with a real estate agent can be just as nerve-wracking as dealing with an ex. This is why it's crucial to handle breaking up with someone you live with carefully to avoid a messy situation. Try to keep things civil during the breakup, and think about what you'll do afterwards. Crashing with the person you just broke up with is not a good idea. I once made a dramatic exit during a breakup by shouting, "You ruined the best years of my 20s," and slamming the door, swearing I'd never come back. But I did come back almost immediately because I had nowhere else to go and it was freezing outside. How to end things with someone you're not officially dating. Talking about cuddling up with someone just because it's chilly outside, ending things with someone you're not really dating, can also be tough. If you're thinking about disappearing on your situationship before things get serious, it's best to do it sooner rather than later. The longer you stick around, the more likely they are to catch feelings. But if you've let it drag on, now's the time to own up to it. The most important thing is to be straightforward. It can really hurt when you've invested time in someone and they suddenly vanish. It doesn't take much to shoot them a message expressing how you feel. They may not respond, but they'll appreciate your honesty. Don't forget that it's totally fine to end things with someone. Breaking up with someone is never easy, no matter the type of relationship. It's gonna sting, but it's all part of growing up. Each time you do it, you become a little stronger. So don't beat yourself up about it. It's okay to do what's best for you. Even if your ex tries to guilt trip you, you're not the bad guy here. Just keep moving forward. I hope you really like my podcast. Don't hesitate to share Not Just a Rainbow with your friends and ask them to subscribe. I love you all. See you. Bye-bye.